This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Well, I don't think I need the Alex Jones stress ball today, but maybe I do. We got it here at the desk just in case. Just in case we reach certain levels. We have it right here. Just keep things on the level. Keep things on the calm. You can get yours at thealexjonesstore.com. By the way, are you a VIP member yet? No? What are you waiting for? Never been a better time to become a VIP member at thealexjonesstore.com because right now, for VIPs only, we have a store-wide buy one, get one free super sale on all supplements and all apparel while supplies last. Happening right now at thealexjonesstore.com. You can become a VIP member. The link is right there at the storefront, or you can go to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP and unlock massive savings with our store-wide buy one, get one free super sale, where VIP members can score buy one, get one free deals on all health supplements and apparel to supercharge your wellness and style. This exclusive offer is reserved for our VIP club elites only, giving you unbeatable value on top quality products that fuel your fight for truth and freedom. Join the VIP club today for just $30 a month. Cancel anytime and instantly get $40 in store credit plus access to this epic sale. Don't miss out. Sign up now and double up on your favorites. You also, when you're a VIP member, get bonus entries into our raffles and giveaways. All purchases at thealexjonesstore.com get you multiple entries into our raffles, but for VIP members, you get bonus entries, increasing your chances of winning. Right now, it's the Jeep Gladiator Rubicon that you will be qualified to win when you shop at thealexjonesstore.com. So we thank our VIPs. We wanted to show a little appreciation with this sale. We really appreciate your continued support. And it's our VIPs and your support that budget us into the future. And for that, we thank you. Now, you had Huckabee and Witkoff in an envoy to Gaza to check in with the Gaza Humanitarian Fund, which is basically feeding or doing their best to feed all the starving people. And, you know, there were a couple stories that came out about that. This one guy that was reporting about a veteran, Purple Heart recipient, who was there working with GHF, who reported how IDF killed a young boy that he fed, and then IDF shot him. So that guy, that veteran, is obviously under attack right now, and they're trying to slander him and say he's a liar, but there's other accounts, there's other witnesses reporting the same thing, other videos of it even. So that's just all propaganda either way. But it's funny, you watch this, and you have Witkoff and Huckabee in bulletproof vests and helmets. Well, who are you worried is going to shoot you? You know there's only one group of people shooting people, and it's not the Palestinians, it's not the Gazans, it's not the starving people. You know that, right? Like there's only one group out there shooting people around the food trucks. But see, you know what? Because again, it's like I already hear the noise. No, that's Hamas doing it. Hamas. You know what? So that's when I just wave the white flag and I just go back to the base statement, which is fine. I don't want anything to do with it. It's Hamas. It's Israel. How about I'm done caring? How about I'm done being involved? How about that? How about if those people don't want to live in peace? How about if the Middle East can't live in peace? How about if Israel can't find out how to make enemies of all their neighbors? Then how about they deal with that and I'm out? And then I don't have to sit here and bicker about, oh, Hamas is doing it. Oh, the IDF is doing it. How about I'm out. I'm done. But no, the whole thing was for show. The IDF cleared out the area. They actually let the humanitarian aid get into the people when Huckabee and Witkoff showed up. So it was all a big stage event.
This is a major alert for thealexjonesstore.com. I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to get the biggest deals ever if you're a VIP. It's $30 a month. You get $40 for the store, special deals, special offers, special savings. And you don't just get one bottle of the supplements like Methylene Blue, get one free. You also can buy one of our amazing Richardson hats with Patriot logos and messages on it, or either T-shirts or other apparel, and get one absolutely free. I mean, this is an incredible deal. Now, this is a fundraiser shirt, but with this, we mark it up, limited edition, InfoWars fundraiser shirt, black on black, murdered out, limited edition. We're only putting the shirt out for a few months. Get your limited edition, murdered out, historic InfoWars shirt, and know you fought at the tip of the spear. It's an adventure to wear this shirt in public. Find it all right now. Biggest sale ever at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for your support, because we cannot do this without you.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, you know, I'm going to move off this issue here, but I'm going to explain why it's so frustrating. You know, it's funny to just kind of bring it back down to earth for a second. Just, you know, calm things down. It's funny because I really do enjoy political debate. I really enjoy people that disagree with me politically. I don't just say that. I genuinely mean that. And it kind of becomes this issue. And I just look at it from a standpoint of the InfoWars crew virtually sees the same stuff that I see. We kind of live in the same political world, maybe some different viewpoints, perspectives, and ideologies on things. But it's like we generally see the same stuff and kind of have the same understanding. So it's like when I do rants like that or geopolitical coverage like that, usually the crew's, you know, in good agreement with me and they like it. And I got a lot of people that reach out and they say, oh, thank you for continuing to talk about this. But it's funny, because I'll have naysayers too. And I do enjoy it. Like my dad will give me a hard time when I talk about this stuff. And he thinks I got it all wrong. But it's like, you know, I want more disagreement. It's like, I don't want to sit here and live in an echo chamber. Like, I'd rather have the disagreement and then let's see. But, I mean, we open up the phone lines and it's like everybody agrees, so... But I've had a couple of debates on the issue. But here's why it's so frustrating. Because I saw a window of opportunity to truly crush the Democrat Party politically, which I think we would all agree needs to be done. And we were at a point where, like, we had them on the mat. We had them on the mat. And instead of pinning them and getting the three count and ending it, instead, we decided to prance around the ring and, you know, act like a peacock around the ring and take a bunch of foreign flags and foreign money. And we could have pinned him. We could have ended it right there. And then you could peacock around. It's like, end the Democrat Party politically. And then if you want to peacock around the ring with everything else, fine. No, we had him on the mat. We didn't pin him. And now we're peacocking around the ring. And they're starting to get a new life and they're starting to rise from the political abyss. So they're still on the mat. They haven't gotten up yet. But I see no signs right now of the Republican Party with any will to end the Democrat Party politically. No deep state arrests. Looks like there's going to be some gerrymandering wars now. No arrests for the stolen election. Let's see if we can get Marjorie Taylor Greene's passed on the census so that the Electoral College isn't rigged anymore. There were definitely some victories dealing with the left liberal culture that the Trump administration has had. But really, you could have buried them. You could have buried them politically. If you would have just done an America First agenda, if you just would have stayed out of Israel's affairs, stayed out of Ukraine's affairs, you might have even been able to get away with the Epstein cover-up. But now that's involved too. And so you've given the Democrats three health packs to rise up. But this is where they were at. And maybe they're still there, but they're getting a breath of life. This is CNN basically reporting like, yeah, the Democrat Party is on life support here in clip 9.
One of the reasons why there is no front runner, nobody wants to put anybody up at the top of their ballot list, is because at this particular point, the Democratic brand is in the basement. It is total and complete garbage in the mind of the American public. The Democratic Party's net favorable rating, record lows in all three. Wall Street Journal, 30 points underwater. CNN, 26 points underwater. Gallup, 26 points underwater. And that is being driven in large part by discontent within the Democratic base. The Democratic base wants something different. We'll ultimately end up seeing who they choose. It'll be quite the thing who ultimately gets the rose.
So the Democrat reptilian shapeshifters are going to emerge from this. And you already see it. Oh, they're going to campaign on the Epstein files. What the hell? Yeah. The Democrats are going to campaign on being anti-war. Like, what the hell? Yeah, what do you think? These are political shapeshifters. What are you talking about? They'll do anything to get into power. So it's like, imagine, there they are. There they are. Wait, it's like the end of the Mortal Kombat. You know, finish him. And there they are. And all you got to do is pin him. All you got to do is the fatal blow. And instead, we're peacocking around and covering up the Epstein list and waving foreign flags. And it's just like, oh, no. Oh, God. And I can see it. And soon the Democrat Party, they're going to sit up. Somebody's going to hand them a steel chair. They're going to whap us over the head with it. And they're going to get back into political power. And then who knows? I mean, we saw what they did in the Biden years. Can you imagine what they're going to do if they get back into the White House? Can you even imagine? I don't even want to think about it. But gee, I mean, I don't know. Maybe the most dangerous thing you can do in politics now is say anything against Israel, because they might throw you in prison for being an anti-Semite. So I don't know. Now you're like, oh. So yes, the Democrats will eventually run on anti-Israel. They'll run on anti-war. They'll run on the Epstein list. And those poll numbers will get right back up to being balanced. You might be able to reverse gerrymander, really. All the gerrymandering the Democrats have done. You might be able to reverse gerrymander and stop them from taking the House, but I wouldn't bet on that. And so it's just so frustrating. It's like we could have done this and then peacocked around, but instead we decided to peacock around first, and now they're going to get back up and the fight's going to go on. It's just so bad. And that's why it's so frustrating too, because it's like, this is level one. If you can't even defeat the Democrats, I mean, these guys, they suck. They suck. You have Eric Swalwell doing Dem promo videos? You have Don Lemon and Harry Sisson, like, doing the Vince McMahon walk? I mean, these people suck. And it's like I don't even care about getting involved in Republican Party politics. I've already tried. They suck too, but it's just like, you're telling me, like, we can't get anybody cooler than that? You're telling me you're going to let these people get more political ground on you? Kamala Harris is going to be their candidate again. She goes on Stephen Colbert, sounds completely drunk. So it's really upsetting to see this. When you could have ended the corrupt party, you could have ended this corrupt criminal organization, this terror group known as the Democrat Party. We could have pinned them. It could have been over. And then you want to peacock around the ring and start waving foreign flags and all the other stuff. Fine. But nope. You didn't pin them, and now they're going to come back. It's a guarantee. And I saw this. Now, this is the new lady, Dasha Burns. She's definitely on the left from Politico, but she's a little more of a reasonable leftist, you might say. A little more palatable, perhaps. But I think she just got some new job. I believe she's getting a new C-SPAN show or something. She just got some new show. Well, she has, what is it, Tina McBride, whatever the transgender person is. I think it's Tina McBride on the Democrat side, for an interview. And people are listening to this, and it's like an admission. And look, I give him credit, Tim Sarah McBride. I give him credit because they're having this moment of self-reflection, like, okay, we suck right now. We're unpopular right now. What are we doing about it? There is no self-reflection happening on the right. They're all drunk on power and peacocking around. But Tim Sarah McBride says something here in their moment of self-reflection. that I'm going to tell you, if Republicans don't realize this same thing, you're going to be in trouble in the midterms. So listen to Tim Sarah McBride here with Dasha Burns.
I do think that a voter asks two questions when they're considering who to vote for. The first question is, does this candidate, does this party like me? And by extension, do they respect me? Do they care for me? But do they like me? If you can't answer that first question to a voter's satisfaction, they won't even get to the second question, which is, what does this party think? What does this candidate think? And I think we've lost that first question.
That's so interesting because, one of the questions I have for you is some of this recent polling that shows the Democrats, you know, are at their lowest approval rating in like three decades. And that's on economy, inflation, tariffs, despite some of Trump's policies actually being pretty unpopular. So I'm curious,
I don't want to go any further,
assholes to people.
This is their moment of self-reflection. Saying, you know, are we treating people like a-holes? Are we the bad guy now? We're very unpopular. Now, the Republicans are doing this, folks. The Republicans are becoming the a-holes. And if you don't understand what I'm saying, allow me to elaborate a little bit here. And I don't understand what they're talking about on the left, really, because I don't exist in left-wing politics. But I exist in right-wing politics, and I can tell you, and so you can call me an a-hole for other things, but what I'm talking about is, it's like this. I wasn't even going to say this for obvious reasons, because people will make a big deal of it, and I'm not trying to do that, but it's like this. When I put up a post that's not just like pure pro-Trump, I get nothing but hate. I get called fake MAGA. I get called foreign paid for opposition, Qatari agent. I get called all of these names. I have people that try to blackmail me. Okay? Now, again, I don't make a big deal of this because I really don't care. I kind of find it funny, to be honest. I kind of like it even in some weird way. And also, when you work at InfoWars, folks, you know, the ankle biters on social media is, you know, it's like being afraid of a beta fish or something. Like, I get sued all the time. I got the deep state coming after me. I got them trying to shut us down here, okay? I work for Alex Jones. So a bunch of yipping at my ankles doesn't bother me. But my point is that, no, I'm seeing now where now Republicans and this map, it's like, you better do everything Trump says. You better not say anything negative about Trump. And it's not even a negative thing. You just report a news story. And they start attacking you and sending you messages and calling you all of these names and making things up. And I'm like, wow. This is why Republicans can never stay in power. And this is why so many people that might not even be on the left but might be in the middle or neutral, this is why they think the right wing are a-holes. So it's like, now I've even been through that. And for the first go-around with the Trump primaries, it was kind of new territory, and we knew we were going up against the deep state. We knew we were going up against the establishment. So getting the attacks in the first Trump campaign in 2015, 2016, that just kind of felt like, yeah, we knew the obstacle course we were going into. So, okay, that's fine. Now, it's like the people that were there from the beginning, the people that have been the most attacked, the people that have gone through the most here, you see, I mean, they attack Alex all the time. And now it's like, oh, they're coming for us. And it's like, well, this is different. This isn't 2015. Now this is like, we won. And we're trying to get the agenda done here, and we're getting attacked. So you see, now the Democrats are having their moment of self-reflection, like, we're very unpopular. Our approval rating is really bad. Are we the bad guys? Are we the a-holes? It's like, oh, okay, well, they're going to morph and they're going to shape shift and they're going to find different ways to get back in power. the Republicans are in complete denial right now. They're in denial that Trump's approval is going down. They're in denial that the MAGA coalition is fractured. They're in denial that Trump's foreign policy is hurting Republicans. They're in denial that the Epstein list is a big deal. I mean, folks, let me tell you, behind the scenes, there's basically like two things going on in D.C. dealing with this. And it's the people that realize just from a raw public perception standpoint, like, we got to do right here on the Epstein list. Like, we have to do this right by the American people. They want this. It's like, you can, the foreign policy stuff, geopolitical stuff, that comes and goes, and Israel's always been a big issue. The Epstein stuff is in a world of its own. And then there's like this other opinion, there's this other thought process in D.C. where they're just saying, people don't care, it's not a big deal, we can cover it up. Trump will tell them to stop talking about it and they'll get over it. And then there's other people that are like, no, this is make or break stuff. So there's kind of this internal struggle, but it's a lot like what was going on with the Iran strikes, where anybody voices an opinion against the Iran strikes, if you're low profile, you're fired. You're gone. You're out. It's like, obviously, you can't get rid of J.D. Vance. You can't get rid of Pete Hegseth. You can't get rid of Tulsi Gabbard. So they can express opinions, maybe saying maybe we shouldn't strike Iran, but they'll stick around. All the other low-level advisors, all the other people with the press access, all the people in the State Department, all Hegseth advisors, Tulsi's advisors, anybody that came out against the Iran strikes internally, all fired. So now it's like the same thing's happening with the Epstein files, and people are in there saying, hey, look, you know, President Trump, this isn't about you, but we're just saying this is a big issue. This is a make or break issue. And Trump said, oh, nobody cares. Nobody cares about it. He's dead. Nobody cares. And then there's other people like, yeah, you're right, President Trump. Nobody cares. Yeah, you're right. No, yeah, you're right. Yeah. And so they just think they can brush over it. No. Actually, and even today, there's a development here. This is crazy. Ghislaine Maxwell moved to federal prison camp in Texas. Ghislaine Maxwell quietly moved to cushy new club-fed prison as she pushes for deal to tell all on Epstein associates. Now, for people to understand this, I don't know, guys, see if you can find me. Was she in a medium or a low in Florida? I'd be stunned. I wouldn't be stunned if they put her in a low. The BOP and the federal government treats child sex predators like nothing. It's crazy. If you get busted by the feds for selling marijuana, they'll put you in a medium security prison. If you get busted by the feds for sexually abusing a child, you get put in a low security prison. That's how crazy this is. Well, it says tough FCI Tallahassee. I'm guessing it's a medium. I mean, she had huge sex trafficking charges. So I guess they put her in a medium. Is my guess, but she could have been in a low. Understand this. The Fed camp is not even a prison. I was in a low security prison. It's still a prison system. No. What, Florida? She was in a low in Florida, guys? Okay, so she was in a low in Florida. Fuck, do you hear what I'm saying? A massive child sex trafficker, and she's in a low security prison? If you got busted selling a pound of weed, let's say, actually, they wouldn't even have to bust you. If they just got somebody to testify that you sold them a pound of weed, they couldn't even find any evidence, and they'll put you in a medium. But a massive sex trafficker, you get into a low. So that just gives you an idea of how that system goes. Understand this. The Fed camp, folks, they call it a camp because it's like literally a camp. Like, did you ever go to summer camp or like elementary school camp or like YMCA camp or something? Like, you're in a cabin? Yeah. Or think about if you've seen The Wolf of Wall Street, when at the end he's like, oh, and I got sentenced to a federal prison, and then I forgot I was rich. And then they show you a Fed camp. It's based, just a bunch of separate units, very nice, well-kept. It's not like a normal prison that's usually run down in most states. Some states have nicer prisons. Like, California is known to have nice prisons. No, the Fed camp is like, you're almost on an honor system. And I don't even want to get into stories I've heard about the Fed camp, but it's like, that's where everybody wants to get because you're basically on an honor system. And I've heard wild stuff that goes on at Fed camps. I don't even know if you could call it low security, folks. It's almost no security. Now, I don't know the exact details of this, but considering it's in Texas, I do know people. I talk to people that are familiar with that Fed camp in Texas. And to call it low security might be an overreach. It's almost a no security. It is a very trust-based system when you get into the Fed camp. It's like the final level of, okay, you're almost out. We trust you enough. So it's like high security, you're basically in a cage, virtually no movement. You know, you can imagine. Low security where I was at, as long as you're not in solitary, you get your basic movements, and for most of the day, you can move about freely. They only lock you up at night. So when you're in the Fed camp, though, it's basically like a federal prison summer camp. That's why they call it Camp Fed. So clearly some deal has been cut, because that's what you do when you're in there, and you have all the different BOP managers, and everybody's assigned their own case manager. She's going to be playing pickleball. She's going to be playing tennis. She's going to be growing plants, all this stuff. So clearly, folks, they've made a deal. You don't just get moved to a Fed camp. That requires some pull. You either get moved to a Fed camp when you're on the final legs of your sentence and you have a strong record. So like you don't get any points taken off of your record. So it's like if you have a clean record in the prisons in the low and you're almost at the end of your sentence, less than a year, they'll move you to a Fed camp. Clean record in prison, almost done with your sentence, they'll move you to a Fed camp. Pretty sure she had a lot of time left on her sentence. They don't just move you to a Fed camp, folks. You have to work for that. Like, you have to constantly be going to your case manager. You have to constantly be petitioning the BOP. Lawyers are getting involved. And if you have more than a year on your sentence, they're not going to send you to a Fed camp. How did Maxwell get transferred to a Fed camp, folks? They cut a deal. They cut a deal. Now, I don't know if she's going to get a pardon. I don't know about that. But for her, just getting into a Fed camp might have been enough. Okay? Now, if the deal was, hey, put me into a camp and then commute my sentence before you leave, and I'll say whatever the hell you want me to say, sounds like a deal both parties would probably take. And it looks like this is your first sign that's the exact deal that's been cut. Now, I'll say this in closing, and then we got some other developments on this. Folks, if Epstein can die in a high security New York prison, I don't know how. I mean, unless they better have security on Maxwell 24/7. Okay. I mean, I'll just tell it to you like this. I've heard stories from Fed camps where basically they have midnight food delivery services now. Smuggle in a cell phone, Grubhub delivers food to the whole camp at midnight. Okay, do you understand what I'm saying? They better have security on Maxwell 24/7 because she's in the lowest of the low securities now.
This is a major TheAlexShowStore.com news alert. I am cutting this announcement on the 30th of July, 2025. That means you've only got 7 days to take advantage of this massive sale at TheAlexShowStore.com. Store-wide, buy one bottle of any of the amazing supplements or any of the Patriot Apparel t-shirts, ball caps, you name it, and you get another item absolutely free at TheAlexShowStore.com. And there's a catch, but it's a good catch. You got to be a VIP. It's $30 a month. It's just like being an Amazon Prime. You get $40 to spend in the store each month. Special deals, special offers, special sales. You get massive discounts on every product right away by being a VIP. And you can cancel with one click in your profile anytime. Go to TheAlexShowStore.com right now and get ultramethylene blue capsules or liquid. Buy one, get one free. power plant. Next level energy, way stronger than even Turbo Force. It's crazy. You add it with methylene drive product, it's dangerous. Be careful. These are incredible products. The Shilajit capsules and gummies. Ultimate Burn, incredible natural fat burning formula. Works great, people love it. Ultimate CMOS gummies and the capsules. The very strongest turmeric. Prebiotics, probiotics, gut cleanse. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. For the next 7 days, buy one, get one free when you're a VIP. I want to thank you all for your support. These are incredible products. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and experience what it does for your health and overall vitality, and know you're fighting the tip of the spear. Thank you so much for your support. Go now to thealexjonesstore.com.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old. Mel Gibson also praised methylene blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man.
I saw Alex Jones and he looks really good, doesn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah, he's losing all weight.
Taking back my health.
You're so good.
That's the only impression I could do.
Hey, Alex looks good, man.
And Joey
did. Lost some weight. Looks good.
Dude, he looks great.
Yeah.
He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts.
He's definitely one of my bucket list people to meet at some point.
Oh, I can introduce you to Alex.
Yeah.
We can make that happen for sure.
Come on.
It's so noticeable. I was like, wow, he looks handsome.
But I text Alex all the time. I know him. He's just losing weight. But if you go online, there's a lot of people that believe that this is like a different person. He looks great. That's all it is. He looks great.
Here's your daily motivation. Alex Jones is 51 years old. He's been through more shit than you will ever go through. The deep state has come for his life. They have come for his business. They fined him billions of dollars for free speech. Alex Jones has had his rights stripped away. They've tried to take this man's life for speaking truth. Alex Jones went from looking like this to looking now like this. Alex Jones is getting ripped. Alex Jones is getting yoked, showing all of us that no matter our age, no matter what's thrown at us in life, no matter how many troubles or trials that we have, what really matters is who you are on the rock-ribbed inside. Do you have gunpowder in your gut? Do you have some grit in your teeth? Can you be a man in the face of all of it? Your promised struggles in this life, can you punch back? Alex Jones is a motivation and a vibe today.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The American way of life is under attack.
This is the War Room.
Hey, we just got this statement from President Trump on the Russia escalation. Guys, let's go ahead and roll this from the Rose Garden.
We are being deployed a nuclear submarine.
Oh, yeah. Well, we had to do that. We just have to be careful. And a threat was made, and we didn't think it was appropriate, so I have to be very careful. So I do that on the basis of safety for our people. A threat was made by a former president of Russia, and we're going to protect our people.
Do you feel safer? Do you feel more or less safe after that move? By the way, what if Biden came out and said something, and then Russia responded? We'd be like, he's not the president. Why are you responding? Yeah, I don't like it at all. But I got a new haircut, I have to tell you. My barber came to the White House. We call him a barber, but he's really a stylist. Styles his head of hair. And I was feeling confident, maybe a little too much. You know what happens with a good haircut. It does. You have to say, you come out from a good haircut and your confidence level is high. Maybe too high. Maybe dangerously high. Maybe I should have considered that before making the move. But it's done now. It's done now. So if Putin had any hair, he could get a haircut and feel confident like me. But I have the hair, I have the haircut, and I have the nuclear subs, so we moved him in. So be careful. You know, don't tell world leaders next time Trump gets a haircut, because big things could happen. Thank you, President Trump, for that. Thank you very much. White House reportedly in talks with Diddy's legal team about potential pardon. Come on, man. Stop it. Stop it. Stop. It's too much. It's too much. Well, you know what? I got to say, though, the whole case, Maureen Comey obviously spiked the case. But here's what's funny. Now that the case is finished, and you kind of look at the final charges, and now Diddy's team is not only looking for a pardon, they want a new case. And I have to say, they have a strong case now. I got to be honest, folks. They got a strong case now. And I've always felt that there was some illogic to this legal standard or double standard, really, where I could run an adult entertainment industry, a porn site. I could run a porn site. And I could call an adult film actress in California, and I could say, hey, come to Texas and do me on camera for 10 grand or whatever your rate is. And say, okay. And somehow that's perfectly legal. That is the porn industry. You travel wherever they're shooting their movies, and they pay you to have sex. How is that not prostitution? Say, well, it's for video. So, okay. So now Diddy's legal team is arguing that that's what they did was amateur pornography. Diddy's legal team says he was producing amateur pornography. How does he not have a case? Tell me how he doesn't have a case. If he videotaped it, so the charge was illegal prostitution. He hired a hooker, traveled across state lines. So that's the charge. And now his legal team is saying, well, wait a second. No. This was adult film. This was producing amateur porn. I filmed it. So therefore, that makes it legal based off of the standards. Oh, my gosh. I think he's right. Unbelievable. Now, look. Really, the whole thing is ridiculous as far as prostitution and porn, because it doesn't make any sense. How can you, if I go out on the streets and I try to hire a hooker and the cops catch me and I say, no, wait, I'm going to film this for my porn website. So what? They let me go? I mean, it's ridiculous. As if that's not going on. As if all these different adult websites don't get millions of views regularly. So it's like, that's legal. It's like, that's everywhere. That's legal. Totally fine. I mean, now you get these women, and I'm so sick of seeing them, but you get these women and they do these challenges. They try to have sex with as many men as possible. It's all over your feed. They put it all over the social. It's like, I'm trying to read a news story. I got some bimbo in a thong on the right side. It's like, I'm trying to read about a damn political news story. It's like, oh, that's legal. Pornography, totally legal. But if I go out and just hire a hooker and take her to a hotel, I'm the bad guy. I'm the criminal. I'm going to get charges. So I guess that's what you do is you hire these women, you hire these hookers, but you just bring your camera. I guess you don't even have to. You have your cell phone on you now. And you just say to the cops, now hold on. It's like, sir, were you soliciting this woman for sex? Yes, officer, but I was going to film it and upload it to the internet. Oh, well, in that case, you're good to go. Have a nice night. So now that's the argument Diddy's legal team is going to make. Now, I couldn't imagine. I don't think it's this far gone. If it is, then God bless us. I can't imagine a situation where Trump is actually going to pardon Maxwell or pardon Diddy. I there's no way. And I know he's got a relationship with both of them. And I know they're both making a play, but there's no way. And if he is going to do it, it's not going to be till the end. But I even then, I don't think so. I think it's way too messy. It's way too of a political negative thing to do. So I don't think that will happen. But I could see, yeah, okay. Tell you what, Maxwell, you testify and you say what we want you to say. We'll move you to a Fed camp. You can get out of here. You can get some of your freedoms back. You can go play some pickleball, go play some tennis, not have to deal with the nasty prison clothes and getting cuffed for all your movements and everything like that. You know, get off of the metal cot that you... It's like, we can... Yeah, okay. So I could see that being the deal. Now, Diddy's a totally different situation, but tell me how he loses this argument now. Tell me how he loses this argument. You charged me with prostitution, with soliciting in prostitution, but I was filming it, so that's just pornography, and that's legal. What is the difference? What is the difference between a woman that has sex for money on camera and a woman that has sex for money not on camera? One is legal, one is not. That's ridiculous. Now, these stories are not getting much play, and it's pretty obvious why. Bloomberg, FBI redacted Trump's name in Epstein files for privacy reasons. Newsweek, Donald Trump's name in Epstein files redacted by FBI. Now, again, Bloomberg, Newsweek, fake news, so it's the boy that cried wolf. But I could see, again, I'm not insinuating Trump did anything illegal with Epstein. I genuinely believe that is true. I can't deny he was friends with Epstein, and I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, him and Epstein like to go around and find beautiful women together. Trump, billionaire playboy, hangs out with 20-year-old, 30-year-old models. Okay, nothing wrong with that. Totally legal. So I can understand Trump saying, look, for the sake of the country, for the sake of the administration, we're trying to do good things here. And if I get implicated in this Epstein stuff, it's going to be bad for the country. So we've got to do this for the good of the country. And I believe that's what happened. And maybe that's why there's this such a delay in this deal, whatever they do have, whatever they do have as far as an Epstein file is concerned, that they've been pouring through all of it and getting Trump out of it before they release anything, which is a timely process. So this is why Elon Musk said you're not getting the Epstein list because Trump is in it. And they say Bannon is in it too. Bannon did a documentary that was anti-Epstein. It's called Monsters. So yeah, Bannon was in it because he was associating with Epstein, trying to shoot this documentary, talking about the pimping that was going on. So again, it's like, oh, Bannon is on the file. Well, yeah, he was on the files because he was trying to shoot a documentary about Epstein pimping people. So does that mean Bannon was into it? No. So it's like the same with Trump. New York billionaires hanging out at the same clubs, hanging out at the same beauty pageants, had the same taste in women. It's like, so yeah, Trump's in the files. Did he do anything illegal? No, I don't believe so. So Trump just goes and says, we can release the files, but we have to get my name out of them. Or it's going to be bad for the country, it's going to be bad for the administration. Which is true. Of course it would be. But that's why this whole thing is such a debacle. It would have been so much better. It's like they thought nobody cared. It would have been so much better for Trump to just come out and say, look, here's the deal. We're going to release the Epstein files, and my name is going to come up. I'm not proud of my association with this creep. If I had known what he was doing and what he was into at the time we were hanging out, I would have never associated with him. I would have never stepped foot on his jet. As far as I knew, he just hung out in the same social circles as I did. When you're a billionaire in New York, there's only a certain limited amount of places where you hang out. He was there too. That's it. I didn't do anything illegal. I didn't know he was doing anything illegal. When I found out what was going on at Mar-a-Lago, I kicked him out. I cooperated with the feds. Eventually, we had him arrested. And that'd all be true. And we could accept that, and we could consume that, and we could say, okay, President Trump, I trust you. But for him to come out and say, I didn't know him. I never associated with him. Who is he anyway? Nobody cares. That's when the whole thing went downhill and the credibility issue popped up. But it's done now, so we'll see what happens with Maxwell and the virtually no security prison, and see what happens with the Diddy deal. Yeah, I mean, wait a second. We were just shooting pornography. I don't know how that doesn't work after the case is closed. Seems like pretty solid defense now. All right. By the way, it turns out it was Rick Scott that gave Trump the bad word on the Holly Pelosi Act. Now, I'll tell you what, let's go to Rick Scott explaining this or trying to explain this, but I think it's pretty clear what happened here, and it's not good. It's not good. And Rick Scott is a guy that genuinely pretty high approval rating, pretty well-trusted politician. But after this whole thing, it's like, huh, maybe not so much. I mean, whatever. If the dirtiest thing you do is insider stock trading, you know, you're still a crook, but like the least of the crooks. But so here he is. So it turns out it appears that it was Rick Scott that told Trump about this and blamed it all on Holly. And then I'll explain why Trump made a big thing of it. But Holly talked to him directly and said, no, this is the real story. But here's Rick Scott explaining or attempting to in clip 12.
As we know, we're doing this because we've watched people that it sure appears that they have somehow figured out how to make a lot of money off their job up here in Congress. So my amendment is to get a review of all the trading by Nancy Pelosi and her husband for the last 25 years. I think it's critical to get to the root of why this bill was proposed and get transparency for the American people. I agree that we've got to figure out, you know, why people don't trust. And I think Speaker Pelosi is the prime example. So this amendment calls for an inspector general to issue a GAO report on the Pelosi trading for the last 25 years with a report back to the committee within 180 days. I urge my colleagues to support my amendment.
So Holly comes out with the Pelosi Act and says it's time to end stock trading in Congress, which also opens up potential for a review of stock trades in D.C., which wasn't targeting President Trump, but it was targeting D.C. and Congress. Now, why this bothered Rick Scott so much, I don't know. And you can hear him, I mean, you can assume, but you can hear him saying, oh, no, we're just going to make this about Pelosi. How about no, Rick? No, how about we make this about every single member of Congress? And maybe now we should question you, actually, because this is a little weird that you want to somehow try to divert this onto Nancy Pelosi. And that apparently you called President Trump and gave him bad info on what the Pelosi Act was all about. Now, this is where it starts to get a little sticky. Remember the Big Beautiful Bill. And remember the dirty salesman tactics that were used. And now the stock market is at record highs. Okay? Now, I don't think I have to spell this out for you. Trump and his associates have obviously figured out how to make tons of money in crypto and off the stock market. I mean, folks, it's not even up for debate. They're making so much money on crypto. They're getting their new crypto exchanges lined up. The Trumps are all involved in it. And I'm not even mad at it, but it's just more of the same crap that goes on. And they obviously are making out like just making out like crazy right now with the record stock market. And I mean, anybody that's following this knows exactly what's going on. Okay? It's so obvious that even somebody that's never traded a stock in their life can jump in right now and just follow the administration and know everything that's about to happen, and 10% minimum. 10% returns minimum. Okay? But getting back to Rick Scott, why would Rick Scott be so nervous about this targeting all of Congress? And why would he call President Trump and give him bad information about Holly's bill? And then why would he say, no, this needs to just be about Nancy Pelosi? That's extremely suspicious, to say the least. To say the least. You want to talk about suspicious? Ex-Biden advisor Mike Donilon sits down with White House investigators in auto pen probe. So we'll see if this produces anything, but I'd say I wouldn't count on it. Trump posts on True Social, biggest crime of the century. We can't let them get away with the biggest crime of the century. And yeah, I agree. What happened after they stole the 2020 election? They facilitated an invasion into this country. They crashed the economy. They imprisoned their political opposition, amongst other things. Yeah, you're damn right we can't let them get away with the crime of the century, but we already did. So are we going to start arresting the crooks or not? Yeah, imagine if they get away with it. Imagine what happens next. But Donilon, so it comes out now, Donilon got paid $4 million as Biden's reelection campaign manager. $4 million. And they were going to pay him another $4 million if Biden won. Now you tell me, why is it worth $4 million to try to get somebody reelected? Why is that worth $4 million? Why do they spend now billions of dollars in presidential elections? Billions. Because don't you know, to the winner go the spoils. And to the biggest campaign donors come the biggest cash windfalls. So, you know, it's the whole thing is just so corrupt. And I just get this feeling with each passing day that we're not draining the swamp. Not with this administration. And that's fine. I'm not going to be bitter over it. It's what we wanted from Trump. It's what we were told we were going to get. If I don't get it, fine. I'm not going to start throwing a temper tantrum here, but I'm going to report the honest truth. That's the swamp. That's the swamp. Buying politicians. That's the swamp. Insider trading. That's the swamp. Bad intel from the corrupt intelligence community. And then starting wars on it. That's the swamp, man. This case is not closed. It's not dismissed. It has not been complied with. Georgia State Election Board votes to seek DOJ assistance to obtain voting records from Fulton County from 2020 election. Yeah, that's the big steal. Fulton County was the big steal. Atlanta, Georgia. Uh-oh. To the DOJ it goes. I mean, you know, I don't want to be a comedian that says the same joke for an hour, but I mean, it really is getting to a point. How do you make everything about it being a Jewish victim just to get the DOJ to do something? It's like, Atlanta-based Jews had their vote stolen in the 2020 election. And then Pambani and the DOJ, we're all over it. It's like, no, the 2020 election, they stole from Trump. 2020 election, they had the biggest corrupt system going on in Fulton County. We need to investigate. Sends it to the DOJ. Nothing happens. Pam, Jewish Americans had their vote stolen in Atlanta in 2020. Oh, we'll get to the bottom of it. Full task force. So, that's just how it goes, I suppose. But then, Brown University settles with White House, gets their funding restored, $50 million to the White House from Brown University, and they basically have to admit that they discriminated in their admissions process. Who do you think they were discriminating against, guys? Yeah. And will the victims of discrimination for 40 years of diversity activism, will anybody be calling for their reparations? Will anybody be demanding reparations? Unlikely. But there it is. Oh, systemic racism. And who was it aimed at? Well, it was mostly aimed at whites and Asians. And now Brown had to admit it and pay out the White House because of it. And it's not even like a secret. But now, see, notice the tone, the rhetoric, the association has changed here. Oh, diversity. We all knew what it really meant. We all knew what diversity meant. We all knew what it all meant the entire time. Now they're just admitting it. Okay, it wasn't diversity. It was discrimination. You got us. Yep. Yep. What do you know? All right. Still a bunch of news. Still a bunch of video clips. I do want to take calls, so we'll try to do it all in the third and final hour. Folks, remember to support us by shopping at thealexjonesstore.com. Right now, we have a big sale happening exclusively for our VIP members. Now, if you go to thealexjonesstore.com, you'll see the link for the VIP right there, so you can just go there and sign up. Or you can go directly to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP and sign up. But this is a VIP appreciation sale. Buy one, get one free, all health supplements. Buy one, get one free, all apparel at thealexjonesstore.com, but only for our VIP members. But you can sign up today and get access to this sale. Just go to thealexjonesstore.com or thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. Sign up today and you will get access to this sale, as well as the other benefits that come along with being a VIP member, like bonus raffle entries into our raffles and giveaways. Right now, it's the Jeep Gladiator Rubicon. Right now, when you shop at thealexjonesstore.com, you get multiple entries to win the Jeep Gladiator Rubicon. That's what's happening right now. That's our giveaway right now. Every purchase gets multiple entries, and when you're a VIP member, you get even more entries and increase your odds of winning. So we thank our VIP members. It's your continued support there that keeps us on the air. Third and final hour of the InfoWars War Room on the other side of this short break.
I'm only as strong as you are backing me. You figured it out yet? This is not like a regular show. The bad guys don't like it for a reason, because we have the information and we have the spirit of victory. So go now to thealexjonesstore.com. The new sale is one of the biggest in the history, maybe the biggest. Store-wide, buy one, get one free super sale. All the t-shirts, all the ball caps, the widest selection, all of the award-winning supplements, the Shilajit, the Methylene Blue, the Ultimate Life Force Blood Cardiovascular Cleaner, the best out there, Atomic Defense, Total Booster Immune System, the Irish Sea Moss, just over the top, everything, all of it, already discounted. Buy one, get one free, but here's the catch. You have to be a subscriber, which is $30 a month, and you instantly get $40 to spend in the store. So if you're going to buy something, you instantly make your money back, and then some, simply by becoming a subscriber in your profile. Cancel one click anytime. You need to try our Ultra Methylene Blue, but talk to your physician first. If you're on SSRIs and things, you can't take it. So check with your physician, or you can look at what you're taking as well and just check those interactions with it, because it's very powerful. It's very strong. Get the capsules or get the pure liquid. Same thing with the capsule. It's the very best medical grade. Get the Irish Sea Moss. Get the Shilajit, the pills, the gummies. It's all there. And then there's the best probiotic, the best prebiotic, the best gut cleanse formula, the very best turmeric, ultimate turmeric. It's just amazing. 95% cumanoid. Great fat, natural fat burning formula. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com, and the widest selection of t-shirts, ball caps, and more. I said I want the widest selection. It's kind of insane. There's like 500 plus designs now. It's redonkulous. So get it all right now and fund the Second American Revolution worldwide at thealexjonesstore.com. Be right back.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are
the resistance.